How's it going, Sha?
It's fine. Ultimately, it's fine, but boy, is it rough.
Why is that, Sha?
Well, I just, I've had to return to work.
Okay.
Yeah, you'd think, okay. I mean, my job is just sitting most of the time. But when I do have to get up, I gotta like get up because someone needs me to move a thing. Or, you know what I mean? Or I gotta restock stuff, which requires me taking boxes of cans of liquid, like, you know, from one weird location to another.
Okay.
And like, you know, restocking the fridge, ordering stuff. And then when a box comes in with my name on it, that's labeled like Staples or something, they're just like, well, I mean, it says it's for Shalewa, so we can't possibly try to open it. We'll just leave it for her. And I'm like, but this is the thing you wanted me to order for you. And they're like, well, but it's got your name on it. So there's a lot of like the things, you know, mail comes in and no one touches it because it's my job to pass out mail. So they're just like, well, I guess I won't see it until she passed. It's that kind of thing. People get very like, oh, nope, that's not my job, about things where it's something labeled with their name on it, and they could just, and they walk by my desk five times a day and they could just pick it up, but they're like, nope, your job is to bring that to me. That's so wild. Yeah, it's I don't know if that's like a New York thing in the job market or what, because at my previous job at like an acupuncture clinic, a lot of people were just like, nope, that's not in my job description. And they were very like, I don't touch those things. I don't mess with that at all. And it could be something literally is like, can you just move this over? You know, this came in. Can you just move it closer? Nope, that's not what I do. And I'm like, is this like a Southern thing of just like, well, let me just help them out and move this over? You know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
Or what? But I've not seen like the level of that's not my job, like I've seen here.
I will say I am like that with mail more than the job thing. I was always willing to help,
right?
But with mail, I am like that. Like, even in my house, if I get something, like if Gabby orders something for me but it's her package, I won't open it. I don't open anything that has Gabby's name. You know, I don't care what, it could be an Amazon order that like 99% of the time I know is for the house.
Right.
I refuse to open it. Like, I won't touch any of her stuff.
So you won't, like, even if you think, if you're like 98% sure of what's in the box, you won't send her a text and go, hey, this thing from Amazon came in. Is it blah, blah, blah? Do you want me to open it? Like, you wouldn't do that?
I'll even go further. I'll tell her she got it. She'll tell me it's mine. I still won't open it.
See, what's wrong with you people? The fuck? Just deal with it. No, everybody here thinks they're so goddamn tough, but no one wants to open a box. What's wrong with y'all?
Nah, you're not seeing it. You're not seeing it, yo.
I'm not seeing what?
That's exactly why. We have so little space here. That mail is the little bit of privacy that we have as New Yorkers. It's the only way that we know we're not living in boxes. It's the illusion of suburb space. You know what I mean? So when you get that delivery, it would be like it showed up a block away in your own, you know, 1 acre house. I'm not supposed to be able to open it, but we as New Yorkers, we've agreed to live in these 600 square foot apartments together. You know what I mean? We don't have that space. So to pretend that this is normal, when you get mail, I try to give you the level of emotional space that that acre is no longer here to provide. So that package is yours. I need, it's for both. I'm not opening it, not just for you, but for me. I need to pretend that my package is going to get that level of privacy too.
Oh boy. I don't think that's the case. I just think y'all don't feel like doing nothing. like it's a sign of weakness if you help somebody out, is what it feels like. And I know that's not the case with New Yorkers, because New Yorkers are extremely helpful. They're just brusque. That's all. They're not.
I'm telling you, it's a weird line.
They're not terribly sweet with it, but they are. Yeah, they'll help you. They can acknowledge when someone needs help. They can see it. You can see when someone's like, huh? Like, I got off of the train yesterday, I think, and as I was going through one of the big exit turnstiles, there were these two people standing on the other side, and they just kind of looked lost. And I was just like, let me just go ahead and make eye contact with them so that they will ask, because they are, well, I'm like, let's just bite the bullet. I know they need help. And I looked at them as I was coming around. And as soon as I came out, I was moving my headphone to the side, and the woman was like, uptown, which way is uptown? In some kind of European accent. And I almost sent them the wrong way. And then I was like, oh, wait, nope, it's actually this and this and this. But yeah, like, so I know New Yorkers have it in them, but
I love that. That's like New York kind, by the way.
That is New York kind. It's always
contact. You know what I mean?
But like, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not going to walk over and say, hey, blah, 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 which is what you would do in the South. I know to adjust, because that's like, you know, that's the adjustment that I have to make. And that I even thought, should I make eye contact, proves that that's the Southern half of me.
Right.
Because that's not, the Northern half would not have done that. You know what I mean? So, because I was definitely not sweet enough for the South.
Right, right.
So I get the difference, and I understand I can walk that line. But man, I just, at work, and I get, you know, it's your job, or you know, you don't want to blah, blah, blah. But, and that I am supposed to process these things, and I understand that. But man, the way, I think what it is that when it's something that someone could be helping you with, where it would actually help you out, no one does it. But everyone's always around in your way when you're actually trying to do something. I think that's the problem.
Mm.
I'm like, you know, when I need help, I don't need your help right now. Why are you in my way? I'm doing a thing. And now you're all in my face about this, that, and a third. But you also could be, I don't know. It's just, it's very weird. It's just very, I was just like, okay, I guess I gotta adjust for that. But it's still just strange. But my point is that I have to, when I stand up at my job, I gotta move around, and I gotta pick up things and blah, blah, blah. And that's fine, you know, but, you know, I'm on a bum ankle, and everyone understands that. And everyone's like, just let me know if you need help with anything. And I'm like, really? You want me to come get you out of your office? I gotta walk halfway to the other side. Hey, can you help me? Well, shit, if you could do this, if you could walk over to me, you might as well have. I already know this. You know what I mean? Because that's the attitude. So I have been doing things, and I've adjusted. I've made some adjustments. I got like a rolling cart so that I could move things around. So I'm not like carrying shit, because that was a big thing of me, just carrying shit and putting it up. So now I roll through the office just very slowly with, you know, bottles of water and shit. But this is a lot on my body.
Mm.
Like seemingly overnight, even though I go to physical therapy twice a week, and then the exercises I do there, I do at home. The other times, like, it's not me on the subway. It's not me, you know, which is very stressful because it's been monsoon season here. So the past 2 days it's rained nonstop, and I've been attempting to walk with my bum leg on the subway. And so that's its own stress. So basically my body hurts. My whole body hurts. My whole leg is like, yo, why'd you drag us into this? You know, my whole leg hurts. Like, why do I hurt? That's the ankle's problem. So
we ain't doing nothing.
Exactly. So that is part of the reason why I'm, but ultimately everything's fine, and that I know with time, blah, 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 things heal, yada, 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 but I hurt. So that's, that is part of it.
I am rooting for your recovery, homie.
Yeah, everybody's rooting, but
nobody's opening these packages.
Nobody's opening these. No one's helping a sister out. You know what I mean?
Yo, low key, there was a moment there where you said like four sentences in a row that sounded like "All in My Grill" by Missy. I was like, is that what that song is about? Like an office manager that wasn't getting helped? I didn't realize.
Possibly. Possibly. And another reason why I'm is if you are seeing this video of me, it is low quality on purpose because there is work happening in my apartment right now. So all of my roommate's stuff is out of his room as they fix something that went wrong in his floor. They had to replace his floor. So all of his stuff is out here in the living room. They're, I think, almost done with it, but I can't really tell because my landlord may want to just keep going. I know he wants to, because the wood he managed to get wasn't an exact match. Mm. And so he's like, huh, I should do the whole apartment. And I'm like, I mean, you should at some point, not right now.
Right.
Not right now.
Maybe when I'm healed.
Yeah, maybe when I'm healed or when my roommate is not out of town for 2 weeks, which is the other thing is that they decided to do this literally the day that my roommate left. So he moved all of his stuff out here and then he's gone for 2 weeks. So even when they're done, I'm still going to have his shit out here until he comes back to move it back in.
Yo.
So that is like, that's 2 weeks of stress that I was just like, oh, I was actually looking forward to cleaning the apartment, doing a deep clean because he's not going to be here to make bacon egg sandwiches for some at 4 a.m. or some shit. And I can't do that now.
Yo, real talk, if you don't laugh every now and then, Shaw, this is some like villain shit. It's your origin story right here, yo.
It's very annoying. But I think my landlord's thought is like, well, everything's already in disarray. So why don't you just go ahead and take your stuff out and then you can put it in the living room and then I'll replace the floor there. And then we'll just move the stuff in the living room and dining room into y'all's rooms and then blah, blah, blah. And I'm listening to him and he's like, because look, the wood doesn't match. And I'm like, bruh. My whole life doesn't match. I don't think you understand. You don't live here. You have no idea. Like, that doesn't bother me. That the wood doesn't match on the floor does not bother me. Like, that's not, he's like, huh? He just keeps pointing at it like, look. And I'm like, yeah, I see it. Yeah. And I think he thinks he's like, opening my eyes to something, and he's like, it doesn't match. And I'm like, I see it. I know. Yeah.
It's still the floor, though.
It's still the floor. This is great that you've replaced it so it's not all warped so my roommate will be able to close his bedroom door again because the board's got that warped. But, I mean, I see it. Yes, I see it.
It's cool.
It's fine. It's perfectly fine. Also, do you have enough wood right now to do that? And he's like, no, I got to order it. It takes like a month and a half to get in. So why are we talking? Why are we talking right now?
We'll talk then, you know.
Yeah, let's discuss it after you. And he just kept saying, I don't have the money, but I gotta do it. Is that how that works?
I'm glad that you're helping that guy feel seen, you know.
I think he just
wanted to talk a little bit.
He is very, I mean, I know it bummed him out because he had to talk to me about it, even though I've been living in this apartment in some way for 10 years.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, great. Thanks. He does not like to talk to me. He takes my check. He takes my rent check and he cashes it when he cashes it. But he prefers to deal with whoever the male is in the house.
Right.
So before that was who I lived with before, and now that's my roommate. So he was literally texting my roommate while my roommate was out of town trying to figure out how to get in. And my roommate's just like, talk to Chalet. What? Like, go down. What are you doing?
She couldn't be closer to the door.
If she's not there, like, just wait it out. But you can't keep, she's her own person. If you didn't tell her you were going to come back, I don't know what to tell you. It's a lot dealing with him because I don't think that's, you know, that's nothing personal. He just has a view on women. There's a thing. He just thinks that he needs to talk to the man of the house in order to, that's who makes these decisions.
That's it. It's not you. It's just half of the people.
Yeah,
that's
exactly. Cool. You know, and I'm like, okay. Man. So then I know for a fact your wife runs everything in your house for sure, because you are really struggling to, you know, you really need to lord something over me. Okay. Yeah. So that's a whole thing. So he had to like take my number down, which he should have my number because I've tried to text him. I've tried to text him numerous times and he doesn't answer. And then he just tries to look for my roommate. And I'm just like, this motherfucker. After a decade. And I've been paid my checks.
Yeah.
My checks for at least the past 6 years.
You're the primary roommate.
I'm the primary one.
The other ones have pivoted.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man.
He, for the first time, attempted to say my name. He's just called me Miss.
Okay.
So this time he was just like, your name, it's hard. And I'm like, I'm just putting chalet. That's it.
Yeah.
Chalet. That's all you got to say. And he's like, it's just so hard. And I'm like, I mean, I guess you called my roommate Kevin Steve for the first 3 months he was here. You just don't like learning names, I think.
Yeah.
He keeps calling my cat Josephina. And he's just like, Josephina. And I'm like, who is he talking to? And he's like, the cat, Josephina. I was like, that's Lucinda. And I've told you that 15 times.
Josephina is cute.
Yeah, but I guess. Maybe that's the name of his cat.
Maybe that was Lucinda, you know, 2-3 lives ago.
Yeah, maybe you know? In another life. Maybe in another life.
You reckon, like, yo, was it, this was you in like 74? You know?
I guess, perhaps. But yeah, so that is what's going on. Everything's in complete disarray. And I've just I'm like, yeah, nope, that's perfectly fine. My body hurts. The apartment's a mess. And I'm going to say my favorite phrase. We all know it. We all love it. Mercury is in retrograde. That is why. I'm like, yeah, of course. Why not? Sure. Yeah.
Yo, real talk. This whole week, Gabby was telling me, like, hey, like, you checking on Shalewa? I'm like, wow. She's like, I heard Mercury retrograde. And she's like, I don't know what it means. I just thought it's important to her. I was like, okay. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm sure it'll come up on the pod. But straight up, she's been telling me that since Friday. She was like, hey, I heard this is going to be happening soon.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah. Oh, no, I got to post it with the dates on my work monitor. So whenever somebody is like, I don't know why, I literally just tap the post-it like, there it is. A whole month. I got the dates right here. Everybody be patient. Yeah.
Adjust plans accordingly, right?
Yep. Shit's going to break. Just calm down.
Oh, man. That's awesome. Before everything else breaks, let's get into the news.
Yeah. Oh, well, with the first story, my heart's broken. Look, okay. Let me tell you something. And let me lay it out to the troops and correspondents.
Oh, man.
Not that I've been as I haven't gone in on you about Diddy like I could.
And I appreciate that.
Because I see that you're really hurting.
Real talk, yo. I looked back at that episode. I think my eyes was like watering for like 10 minutes.
Yeah, episode, I think so too. I did. I was like, yo, was he okay? Oh, man, I hope he's all right. So there are many, I mean, this is nowhere near the scope of whatever is happening with Sean Combs.
Right.
But this is something happening with artists that are very important to me, and I need them to get their shit together. So that is why I had so many opinions when this news broke on on April Fool's Day. So I was like, I mean, I hope this is a joke, but I don't think it is. I think it's real. So
I had the same thought.
Yeah, I really hope this is. You want me to read it?
I got you. Pharrell Williams and Chad Hugo embroiled in a legal dispute over rights to the Neptune's name. With hits like Snoop Dogg's Drop It Like It's Hot, Milkshake by Khalees, Gwen Stefani's Holla Back Girl, and dozens of others, Pharrell Williams and longtime collaborator Chad Hugo rode to multi-platinum success as songwriting duo the Neptunes. Pharrell has continued on his own individual success, but in a legal action, which was filed last week and first reported by Billboard, attorneys for Hugo accused Williams of fraudulently seeking sole control over the Neptunes trademark, which they claim is a violation of their agreement to split everything equally. The duo have been friends and collaborators since childhood and were inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2022. In the statement, the rep for Hugo said Pharrell is surprised by Chad's lawsuit. Chad is saying that he's ignoring to include Hugo in any application that he made for the trademark, the Neptunes. And is doing so in bad faith. Pharrell's a surprise because his statement is, we have reached out on multiple occasions to share in the ownership and administration of the trademark, which will continue to make that and will continue to make that offer. The goal here is to make sure a third party doesn't get a hold of the trademark and to guarantee that Chad and Pharrell share ownership. There's three different applications currently out there for the Neptunes trademark. All of them were entered by Pharrell for different aspects of the business. One of them covering the streaming music, another covering content and music videos, and a third for live performances. Hugo's attorney claims that while Williams is acknowledging that he is knowingly and intentionally filing the applications, that he is doing so while making a request that Pharrell have a specific control and Hugo do not.
Mm-hmm. Look. Okay. Here's the problem. the problem is all of y'all out here who love Neptune's songs and Pharrell songs and whatnot. And I believe we talk about the bridge of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's not just the chorus and the verse, but it's like the very musical part that's in the middle. That's like the favorite part. That's Chad Hugo.
All day.
He does that in his sleep.
All day.
So if you can't cut him out because he's also the heart. He's like the heart of the Neptunes. Also, Pharrell know they're supposed to be fitty-fitty. He knows it's supposed to be split right down the middle. And I'm sure he filed this stuff and he's like, I'll take care of everything. And Chad will throw him a little something. But we both have ownership. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the Neptunes. I love their production. NERD.
That shit on wax.
Yeah, like I bought the import of the first album In Search Of. I bought the Euro version first because I had a plug and I got that one, and then the US version where they re-recorded it with an actual rock band. So I got both versions of that. Like I'm in it for these guys. Mm-hmm. Have been for a long time. But like if you paid any attention during the time that they were getting ready to be inducted in the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
What? A couple of years ago, right? That was also around the time that Pusha T's album came out. His last album, where he worked with Kanye on one half and Pharrell on the other, right?
Right.
And in some of those songs, so they were doing a press tour to like kind of talk about how they were, you know, celebrate them being inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And someone, you know, dragged Chad out of his lair and put a shirt right on him and had him doing interviews. And he's quiet. He's a quiet dude. And so that's why Pharrell always was the mouthpiece and always up in the front and all that kind of shit. But Chad's doing interviews and people were asking him if he had anything to do with, you know, the Pusha T album. And he did. He came up with some parts that of the ones that Pharrell did, some of the like some musicality things that, you know, kind of gave it its darkness. The Call My Bluff or whatever out song.
Okay.
Like there's like a synth line or something that is very, that makes the song sound terrifying. It's necessary. It's necessary to the song. And like Chad came up with that. And he was just like, you know, I was in the studio and Pharrell would be like, Chad, do that thing where you blah, blah, blah. You know, like it needs to sound like this, that, and do that thing. And Chad would do that thing and blah, blah, blah. And so there, and then people interviewing him like, oh, so like the Neptunes worked on it. And Chad's response was always like, well, you know, we're working out how the royalty should go or how the credit should go or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what's there to work out?
Yeah.
If you were on it and he was on it, it should be the Neptunes, right? What's the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on? And that's when I was like, something's happening.
Yeah.
Why, what is that? Why is he like, yeah, we're working that out. There shouldn't be anything to work out, but there will always be something to work out because Pharrell, and God bless him, he has a history of being shitty. I mean, we could ask Khalees. She got stories. He got a history. He got a history of being that way, you know. So allegedly, I'm sure. Yeah, so I'm not surprised, but man, am I bummed. This is very upsetting. And so I'm not surprised, but I really want them to work this out.
Yo, this like sincerely hurt. Like I, cause like they, from my understanding, they linked up in high school and like, bam.
Yeah. Yes.
Like they're like friends.
They're friends, friends. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Yo, I have four people in my life that like, I don't know who to call more my best friend, but I have four people that I'm super tight with and I don't know how I would get, I have two of them that I know I could get really mad at, but none of the four I could ever picture not resolving an issue.
Right.
There's two of them that I'm flat out like, I don't even know how we would get mad because we're so, the way our relationship is built, like we would preemptively know how to like talk positively and like work out the issue there.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two, we're too similar. So I could see us getting mad, but we still would never get to like, we got to work out with lawyers.
Yeah.
You know, like that, like there's certain people that like, I can't see that. And like, I always thought they were that.
Right.
Like I felt like, and the only reason I felt that way is because of the business they're in. Like they're in a business where like, A, like the lines could get blurred about who did more on what song versus the other.
Mm-hmm.
B, there's definitely songs where like, I promise you, like Pharrell is dope. I'm not going, like, I love his stuff that he does solo, but but Chad to me was clearly the genius musically.
Right.
Pharrell has publicly said so.
Yep.
On many occasions. He says Chad is the dude. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So like, I promise you there are legitimate Neptune hit songs that like if they were honest in front of God, it was like 95% Chad. Real talk. Like real talk. Like I'm sure there's songs where like Pharrell was like, yo, just add a hi-hat. Neptunes, baby. You know what I mean? Straight up. and Chad just like on some yo good vibe shit, trusting that like,
yes,
we're boys, this is going to work out anyway. And it has, right? There is a value that Pharrell added. Like,
right. He's the voice. He's why we know. He's, you know, up. In the videos, he understood, hey, we got to be out here
Yeah.
So that people like see, oh, okay, it's this guy. It's and then this other guy, and that's who's doing this. And
straight up. He was the silent Bob of the duo. He knew, right. Like, yo, I need Chad Jay.
Yeah.
I need Jay. And if Chad was alone in these videos, it would look awkward as hell.
Absolutely would. Just
real him, talk.
Just a real mousy looking dude. Just straight like, up. I'm just here, you know.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Everything but I cool
also
I
think. But I also think, like, separate, they need each other. The Neptunes is the magic of both of them.
Right. They work together.
Yes, because Chad Hugo has, I believe, produced some people on his own. And it didn't, like, blow up like a Neptunes thing would. Who was it? Was it Kenna? K-E-N-N-A, I think. Maybe Chad worked with? I can't. Don't quote me on that. I could be wrong. But I know he's done some stuff, and it's like the magic of the two.
Yeah. I genuinely necessary. Believe like Pharrell has really brilliant ideas that he doesn't know how to make. And yeah, Chad I knew how Chad... to make everything come to life,
yes.
But he needed the idea. You know what right. I mean? And they like figured that out together.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. And in turn, I don't think Chad wanted what Pharrell wanted. So
exactly.
Like, as long as we split Neptune shit, yeah, go make your clothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
go do the skateboards. That's mm-hmm. dope. I'ma still say that's my homie. Just Neptune shit, we gotta be 50-50 because this is our thing.
Right.
And I think he was peace with that. You wanna include a third dude to make a rap album, we cut him in even too. I don't care. You know what I mean? Where's Shade? I don't know where that dude been at.
Where is
real talk. But he's like, yeah, you wanna do an album, we cut him in too. Fair. Why not? Like I genuinely think they had that. So when I saw this, it hurt. I was like, yo, like
it hurt me a lot. It is a big part of my identity, which is very funny because I don't think people know that. But then again, I also don't let people know anything about me, so that's possible. But like, so it may surprise folks like, oh, I didn't know you felt this way. And I'm like, bruh, there was a day when maybe it was Pharrell's birthday or something. Maybe when he turned 30 or something like that. Where I just posted videos on Facebook because that's where you could do that at that time. I just
right.
posted all of these videos. I had a whole story going of just like Neptune stuff and his stuff and all that kind of. I'm like, yeah, I and was just very like people would be like, well, what about? And I'm like, I'm way ahead of you. I'm already thinking about this one. That sounds like this one. And you know, yeah, just so this really hurt. And then there was the other news. You don't have it where. There was this news and then the news that Pharrell left Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And Tyler, the Creator, is going to take that role. And people were kind of freaking out a little bit over that. And I think maybe because it was the 1-2 thing of just like, what the hell's going on with Pharrell?
Right.
But the role that Pharrell, I think, had with Louis Vuitton isn't like, it's one that is kind of transient in nature. Like
right.
I think people have had that position for a couple of years or whatever, and then somebody else does it. And you know, they come up with a couple of, you know, we had like two runway shows or something.
Yeah.
And I gotta tell you, Pharrell, baby, you stylish, very stylish. You got your own thing going on. Absolutely. Wearing the Mountie hat. All of it. Great.
Right,
fantastic.
Right. You got a brand?
Yes. But man, the stuff you sent down that runway, bruh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And I will tell you this. They did a little teaser video of what Tyler, the Creator. Oh, that shit was hot.
Right. I was going to say, yo.
All of it. And I was like.
Real talk.
Hey, man. I mean, Tyler's been, you know, I at no point needed any billionaires. You know, I don't need any vapes. I don't need none of that shit. I never want any of that, but I've wanted almost everything that Tyler has come up with clothing-wise lately. So,
see, I viewed that as kind of like a passing of the baton.
Exactly.
That makes sense
I was
to
like,
me.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. Everybody calm down on this one. This absolutely, yeah.
That seemed normal. I was like, yeah, this is another like dude who has a unique voice.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit more current, younger. So he's just like this generation's guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, he took what the Neptunes did mm-hmm. and has filtered it for his generation. And again, I say the Neptunes. I know Pharrell right. was important and reached out to him and his big brother to him and all that kind of shit. But what he was hearing was the Neptunes.
Yeah.
I'm always so big on just like, do not forget Chad Hugo.
Real talk.
I'm so big on that. And so to find out that Pharrell is doing some fuck shit is not surprising, but disappointing. Yo. And upsetting me. You're upsetting me and my homegirls, man.
You know, it's the first thing I did when I saw this. I looked up Pharrell's sign. I was like, yo, this dude can't be a Scorpio. It's not our time right now, yo. We got
no. He's like, was he Pharrell like a time, Gemini like, or something?
Yeah, I was like, yo, I can't have Drake losing beefs over here. Got Diddy on the run. I can't have Pharrell be one of us, yo. I was like, he need to be some other sign far away from me.
No. But is he a Gemini, maybe? I can't remember. I feel like his birthday's in June.
Let's see. Pharrell is April 5th.
Oh, he's April 5th. Okay, yeah. So he's an Aries. It's April 5th?
April 5th.
Okay, he's an Aries. So like the end of this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so he's chaotic as fuck. Yo, he's pure chaos. Oh, man. Real talk.
The relief I felt when I saw that, I was like, oh, thank God. Okay.
I mean,
this ain't one of ours.
Thank God, but also, oh, boy.
Ooh. You know, Chad out there February 24th.
Oh, you know what I mean? So he's cuspy then.
Yeah.
He's a Pisces, though?
What is that? What zodiac is that? He is, he's a Pisces.
Yeah, and that's why his ass is always quiet and hiding somewhere. Damn, I could have called this shit. Yo! I absolutely could have called this shit. Man, I am proud of myself for what I am learning while not trying to learn anything about astrology. I'm actually proud. Like, oh, yeah, no, I, yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Y'all, you two, get this shit straightened out, please.
Real talk. This should be a convo.
They probably tried, but Pharrell is probably on some old sneaky, I don't know. Get it together.
Real talk. You got you everything too. Else, my G.
Yeah.
There are so many other things you're doing that you have full ownership of. Keep doing those things. But, man, right. Be 50-50 on this one thing that has always been 50-50 and has worked.
And look, if this is Chad Hugo's people filing the papers, that means that Pharrell's been doing this for a minute and Chad is finally like, okay, we got to stop this shit.
Real talk, yo. You got Chad to talk.
You got him to file papers.
Straight up. That dude was like, I got to leave these keyboards?
Yeah.
All these, you know,
I got to leave all my instruments to deal with this shit.
He like, I'm supposed to be with my synthesizers, my babies. Okay?
My babies.
I miss my moogs, but I got to be over here talking to you.
Oh, boy.
That'd be awesome if Chad is just mad loud.
I know, right? He actually is just screaming at him. Oh, man.
But out of curiosity, do you see yourself as a Chad or a Pharrell?
Okay, so it's funny you should mention that. I've got a friend named Millie. Millie is near and dear to one of my best friends. She's fantastic. We actually decided because we would talk about various songs that we thought should be sampled that people are sleeping on.
Okay.
They're missing an opportunity to sample this little part of this rockabilly song and that shit would slap, right? These are conversations we have all the time. So we called ourselves the Feptunes.
Okay.
Right? And it worked because I am black and Millie is half Filipino.
Yo, that's fire. Hell yeah.
But here's the thing about Millie. Millie is one of the funniest people I've ever known in my life. And one of her childhood best friends is also a comedian. And Millie's so funny. And she's just like, I won't do stand-up. Why would I do stand-up? She's like, that's just not me. I would never, blah, blah, blah. So it's like, I am out, and I'm not even out here in the streets, but in comparison, I'm out here doing stand-up, and she's being quiet. Although that is not true, because she has a very popular podcast that she does with somebody else called I Saw What You Did. It's a film podcast, and people can listen to her be hilarious on that. But, like, I don't know if I'm too much of a Pharrell.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm much of a Chad. You know what I mean? Like, I could stay quiet, but there is a big part of my nature to be on stage and, you know.
Right.
And just be like, this is me. This is the thing I do. Yappity, 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 yap. So right. I couldn't deny that part. So but I also like the idea. I also like working with someone else.
Yeah.
Like, if I have that connection with someone, I have, you know, like, there are plenty of people who, when it's just me and that person, we come up with something magical. And I have those kinds of relationships all over the place. Hell yeah. So, you know, I like the idea of being in a duo and working with a duo and coming up with something great. Tell you about those things? Probably. Will I still want things to be 50-50? Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Because, you know, I'm not an Aries.
Yo, you know what I just that it's a spectrum.
Mm.
Real talk. Like, I'm probably like 90% Pharrell, but I got Chad moments.
I applaud your restraint at giving yourself 90%.
Now, I got a diary shot, okay?
Yeah, you know? You're right. Yeah, no.
I got buttons over here I like pressing, you know?
sure. You're right.
Straight up. Everybody mm-hmm. got a little bit in there, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, super tangent. Mm-hmm. If we got you like an NPC or something, would you make beats?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would. Would anyone hear them? Probably not. But if you, I right now have an eye on this, I don't even know what you call it, some sort of weird synth thing.
Okay.
Omnichord or something. And they made them in like the 80s and then they discontinued them. But the company has been threatening to reissue some, right? And they've been planning on doing that for almost a year. And I have like an alert for when those come up because I want to make noises with that. I want to figure out how to make sounds. And I have a keyboard in my Amazon cart that's been sitting there for a while that I need to pull the trigger on. I've ordered so many keyboards for me, for my dad. Like, and do I know how to play the piano? Not really. But I can pick a few things out by ear. That is a thing that I would just do for me. But yes, if I could make beats, I absolutely would.
Yo, we gotta get you like FL Studio, like the software.
No.
You know?
No.
Get you like drumming out pads.
Yeah, I guess so. Although I feel like all those little pads would confuse me, and I literally would be like, get me an 8-track recorder.
Hell yeah.
And this will be as lo-fi as possible.
Hell yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I bought when I was trying to do music in like high school, I wanted to be like, that's what I realized, to your point, like on the spectrum, I wanted to be a producer. And I realized that I thought I was like louder than everybody I recorded. I was like, yo, you're doing this wrong. You know? You do it again. This is how you should do it. And I was like, all right, maybe I'm not meant to be back here.
Yeah.
But like, I had all the equipment. I had like, I started out with like a multi-tracker. I still got mixing boards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I bought this 4-tracker that like, it was a Tascam 4-tracker to record straight to cassettes.
Yep.
And now that like lo-fi is a thing,
Mm-hmm.
Like, it costs more today than it did back then.
Yeah, I believe it. Yeah.
Straight up, people are into the sound of it now. But I bought it in, like, high school. I sold it in, like, college when I upgraded to, like, a digital thing.
Right.
And, like, I sold it for cheap just to, like, get the space on my mm-hmm. desk. And now that shit's worth a fortune just because, like, people like the sound of, like, shit.
Yeah, I wish I had gotten one, even though I don't know how to play anything.
Yo.
But, I mean, I absolutely would tap out something and figure out how to write a song or anything like that. I don't know if this is true. I would think, and sometimes this is the case with a lot of comedians, if you knew how to sing, we wouldn't be doing comedy.
I know I wouldn't be. I'm telling you straight up. If I had any type of music in me, I'd be making music.
Yes, right. I think I don't know if I would pursue music because it seems like it's a mess. And I think comedy might be about as much of a mess I can take. I don't know if I want to go into the dark corners that music goes into, but I absolutely would sit in my room and try to make up something and just have tapes of me warbling. And you know, absolutely.
We're still going to keep going, but for the record, the mm-hmm. if you should like of this episode has been determined, okay? In other news, Costco is cracking down on its food court, Sha. You need to show membership now to eat. That's right. What? Wholesale store Costco is taking action to ensure that only paying members get to enjoy its popular $1.50 hot dog and soda combo.
Wait.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, keep talking because I'm confused.
The images posted online suggest that the discount shopping club is cracking down on interlopers. While Costco officially restricted food court access to members in 2020, newly posted signs detailing store policy suggest a tougher enforcement is needed. Effective April 8th, 2024, an active Costco membership card will be required to purchase items from our food court. You can join today. Please see our membership counter for details. The move is the latest effort made by the wholesaler to enforce this membership requirements so that people who wish to shop at the store actually pay up for the privilege. In January, Costco started rolling out new technology requiring members to scan their cards at some store entrances in an effort to crack down on membership sharing and non-member walk-ins. Presumably, the more restrictive stance is designed to entice more people to purchase membership and in turn boost Costco's bottom line. Membership fees accounted for $4.6 billion or 73% of Costco's total profit in 2023. Whoa, I didn't know it was that crazy. Costco did not immediately respond to requests. Yes,
absolutely it is. I mean, I've not been to Costco. I will say that. I don't think.
Okay.
I've not been. But there are other like warehouse type places, right? There's
what we got the BJ's ones? Here locally.
Oh, BJ's, right. Yes, okay. But I haven't. And there was like when I was a kid, there was one called Pace Warehouse. That was the first one that I saw. But same kind of thing. But my understanding was in order to walk in to Costco, you had to show like a membership card anyway, right?
Yeah, I got to do that at BJ's. Yeah, you got to like show like the thing in the front.
Right. So I'm confused, like how were non-members able to buy the $1.50 hot dogs?
So there's like things that people did, like they would keep old IDs of the membership, give them to other people just to get inside.
Okay.
And then when they were there, they'd be like, oh, I lost it. Or they're like somewhere else in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
They'd have someone else scan it. B, I know like specifically in like mall locations, you had a lot of people that, and I know because I did this when I worked at the mall selling furniture. Mm-hmm. You had a lot of people that would go to the BJ's or the Costco just to get the food court food.
Mm-hmm.
And the food court food was always sold kind of like at a loss. Like, the prices were ridiculously low, with the idea being that you're going to stay here and buy other stuff. Okay. So, like, you know, you're getting, like it was, like, two slices of pizza and, like, a soda for $3.
Right. Okay, so like, but the way they're getting in is by using, like, old or fraudulent cards.
Right, yeah.
Okay, all right. I mean, look, man, if you are still, if you've managed to keep your hot dogs at $1.50, you should expect that folks are going to beg, borrow, and steal to get in to buy your cheap-ass hot dogs. Like,
real talk, yeah.
We are in a recession. No one wants to say it.
Yeah.
But things are fucked up out here outside of Costco. Mm-hmm. Outside of the building, we struggling.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess, but I thought they already had, like, cracked down on that enough that non-members still couldn't get in there. It was only members, unless were... Hmm. All right.
I've never had my own membership, and I've always gotten into all of them things.
Oh, that's funny.
Straight up. I've been shopping at BJ's since I was 24 on my own. I've never had a membership. Straight up. Like, not one time.
Do you have one now?
I still don't know. I've never had one. I go there once a month. So first, like, now I don't even have the card anymore. Like, I used to have an old card for my family to get in. Now, like, I realize that, like, I just confidently show my driver's license, but I just flash it, like, you know, just with enough, like, yo, I'm 40 and, like, I look like a dad.
Right. So enough they're like, that, like,
yeah,
why
like,
would
what the
this 40 year old man lie to get into me?
Yeah. It just looks like I belong there. You know what I mean? So, like, so they just waved me in. Like, they just, I'm inside. And I've tried this at 2 BJ's at Costco. I'm in. I'm just walking in. And then when I'm checking out, I pat around like, oh, shit, I can't find it. And, like, somebody on the line does it because they get points. And they give me their shit.
Yo.
I pay for my own stuff, but they scan their card.
Right.
I've been doing this shit for years.
I can't. Okay, well, I
straight
hope
up.
You're still able to. But this is...
Yo, I'm a decade and a half ish. My kids are going to get through college with me not having an ID. Yo, so my daughter 15. So I started when we found out we were having her. Straight up. Think about that shit, yo. When I found out I was having Michaela, that's when I started doing this shit.
So, like, and 16 years. So
straight
even
up, 16 years, yo. My daughter is a freshman. Yo, my kids is taller than my wife, both of them. And I'm still going. I don't even got plans getting that shit.
Oh,
real talk.
Wow.
Yo, they have to stop me in person. Like, yo, listen, you've had a good run. Yo.
That's so funny. Hey, did you hear about the Amazon thing? This reminded me of the Amazon story that came out.
No, what happened?
You know how they had those Amazon stores where you could...
Yeah, you could, like, walk in and
walk
out.
Walk in and walk out. And they were just like, we just keep track of it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they called it the Just Walk Out grocery store.
Yeah.
Checkout. They are doing away with that.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Here, I saw this article. Here, I'm going to read it right quick. Amazon is phasing out its checkoutless grocery stores with Just Walk Out technology. First reported in the information on Tuesday. The company's senior vice president of grocery stores says they're moving away from Just Walk Out, which relied on cameras and sensors to track what people were leaving the store with. Just over half of Amazon Fresh stores are equipped with Just Walk Out. The technology allowed customers to skip checkout altogether by scanning a QR code when they entered the store. Though it seemed completely automated, Just Walk Out relied on more than 1,000 people in India watching and labeling videos to ensure accurate checkouts. The cashiers were simply moved off site and they watched you as you shopped.
Yo!
So instead, Amazon is moving towards dash carts. A scanner and screen are embedded in the shopping cart, allowing you to check out as you shop. These offer a more reliable solution than Just Walk Out. Amazon Fresh stores will also feature self-checkout counters from now on for people who aren't Amazon shoppers. Ain't that some shit?
Yo.
So this
Have
whole
you tried
time,
one of these, by the way?
No, I went in the store with someone, with a friend who was returning something. at an Amazon store and people were just kind of walking around. I stayed by the door with my hands up the whole time. Y'all ain't getting me. I didn't even walk through the store. I was like, nope, no. You come find me. I will be at the front door with these children and these men holding purses. I am not walking around this store. I don't trust that shit at all. It made no sense. I was like, so I just pick up a thing and I just walk out and it's just going to be on my account when I get home. That's not, what is this witchcraft? And it turns out it's not witchcraft. It's 100 people watching you in India.
Real talk, that sounds worse.
I know.
You know what I mean? Real, like everything about you exploiting labor, A.
Yes.
I'm sure they're doing that because it's cheap. But also, like, you told me I was like this gate, I felt like I had more privacy. Turns out I have less. I got 1,000 fans.
1,000 people watching. Yo,
that's just crazy.
Yeah.
That is insanity.
Yeah.
Nah, B.
So that's what they've been doing. So now they're like, huh, this isn't working out for us anymore. That's weird.
You thought it'd be profitable to employ 1,000 people to watch this one guy.
Yeah. I'm sure they were just like, hey, we want to take a break. And they're like, oh, get rid of Just Walk Out. I guess we can't do that anymore. So now they have a cart with that. I guess you can scan it. I guess you can scan the thing on the scanner on the cart and then put it in your cart. And then I guess you total up. Like, to as you take stuff out of the cart to put in your car or whatever and pay right then is how I imagine it must work. Huh. But that's wild business. I already didn't trust it to begin with. And now to know that it was just people in a warehouse over in India watching us. Yo.
Real talk. I was impressed by how fast it would calculate, too. Like, we bought, like, real talk, maybe, like, $200 worth of stuff with my homies in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
and I would say within, like, 30 feet of walking past the door, mm-hmm. she had an email sent with her total.
See?
I was like, that's wild work, B.
I'm just like, when did they put the chip in our head, you know? No. I did not trust that at all, so that's done. B.
They can keep that. I'm going to keep doing my orders online, okay?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, boy.
In other news, a faster spinning Earth may cause timekeepers to subtract a second from the world's clock.
Oh.
That's right.
Wait, didn't we do this already?
We did?
I don't know. Did we subtract a... Something happened with the world spinning and we had to adjust the world clock. Something happened. I can't remember Real when, talk. But something happened, I think.
Yo, Earth is changing spin and is threatening to toy with our sense of time. For the first time in history, world timekeepers may have to consider subtracting a second from our clocks in a few years because the planet is rotating a tad faster than it used to. Clocks may have to skip a second called the negative leap second. Around 2029. This is unprecedented situation and a big deal. Okay. Yo, you're shrugging this off too easy, Sha.
I know, you're right. This is everything. this really could fuck us up. You're right. You're absolutely right.
It's not a huge change in the Earth's rotation that's going to lead to some catastrophe or anything, but it's something notable. It's yet another indication that we're in a very unusual time, says Duncan Agnew, geophysicist. At the Scripps Institute. Ice melting at both the Earth's poles have been contracting the planet's burst of speed and is likely to have delayed this global second of reckoning by about 3 years. yo, real talk, yo. This is some butterfly affection. I ain't noticed, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we are headed toward a negative leap second, said Dennis MacArthur, a retired director of time for the U.S. Naval Observatory. Yo, look at these made-up jobs. That's fine. Next 30 years, I want you to keep track of time. Tell us if we lose a second. Yo, and he's like, this is his first report in 20 years. Yo, it might happen in 9 years. You know what I mean? I'm going to be retired by then, but it might go down.
Yeah, it's not going to be my problem, but you know.
Earth takes about 24 hours to rotate, but the key word is about. For thousands of years, the Earth has been generally slowing down with the rate varying from time to time. The slowing is mostly caused by effects of tides, which are caused by the pull and pull of the moon. This didn't matter until atomic clocks were adopted as the official time standard more than 55 years ago. They established two versions of time, astronomical and atomic, and they didn't match. astronomical time fell behind atomic time by 2.5 milliseconds every day. This meant that the atomic clock would say it's midnight, and to Earth, it was midnight at a fraction of a second later. Yo, y'all, real talk, B. Yo, nerds, smart people. Yo, y'all going too hard right now, B. We didn't need this. No, I promise you, like, you could have just been like, no, you could have kept it to yourself. It'd have been a cool thing you could have, like, mentioned on dates. Like, yo, you know, like, it's really 11:59:59. And it'd have been cool. I'd have been okay with that. But the rest of us, I promise you, nobody cares.
Yeah, I don't know if we needed a whole article about this or a warning, especially since this isn't going to happen for, like, another 5 years or something.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess, nerds, you can use this on dates if you need to, but...
Real talk, it's a pickup line.
It's a pickup line. Do you think this would work?
Yo, shorty, I don't last 14 minutes and 59 seconds. I'm actually giving you 15 minutes of work. You know what I mean? But the way the earth is spinning.
But the earth is spinning so fast.
You know what I mean? You thought that was all me rocking your world. Nah, it's actually...
Some of that is...
I can't take all the credit. Sometimes... the way the ice is melting and the door the earth to spin a little faster is taking a second of the work I'm giving you away. You know what I mean? Yo, but y'all scientists is wild out here, yo.
You know what? Here's what you hate. That actually would work on me. That would actually work on me. Well, I guess we got to try it again and see if we can get that second back for you. That would actually work on me. I am weak. I am.
Oh, man. If you would like to get 1 second back so that Shaq could get into a production career, you know what I mean? That's the second that she needed to learn how to make beats.
Yep.
We just lost it. All you got to do is like and subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple or Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You ain't learning. I'm learning science right now, baby. I'm excited. You know what I mean? And now I'm teaching it to y'all, but you ain't get it. You know what I mean? That's why you're getting 4 stars. 5 stars, you agree. Gas or Chalet, we deserve PhDs for our research. We put it together right here. Mm-hmm. You saw it, you know? If you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at GasTramonte. Shout outs this week to the Rare Element, TRE, Brandy Spain, and Lori McDaniel. Always appreciate y'all. With all that said, I am the 14 minute and 59 second lover, Gastro Almonte.
Also, let's get more exact with your loving when it comes to your nicknames. You know, don't say you're the 1 minute man. Say that you're like, I'm like the 52 second man.
Real talk, like, why are we rounding off?
Truth in advertising. Yeah. Let me know. I can plan accordingly.
That's it. Yeah, nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? We're just going to do 4 rounds. That's right. It.
It's great. That's great.
We're future super producer.
Oh, boy.
Keyboard master, synthesizer owner, yep. But not user. Chalet, what's up?
Yeah. I'll just let me tell you. I have a ukulele hanging on my wall right now. Ask me how that's going. Ask me how that's going.
Oh, man. This has been admittedly, like, all over the place episode.
Yeah. Report. Sorry about that.
Catch y'all next time. Peace.